often
don't relate it to school environment or it's a boy.
And so that's kind of like the angle we were going when we talked before.
And so when the ruling came out that
they were going to uphold
the ruling that the boy needs to cut his hair
so he can be in conformance with the district policy.
I was like, it wasn't shocking. I was like, but it's still very disappointing.
But it's still very disappointing.
You have to think about the context of the district. You have to think about the context of the district.
It's not a Houston.
This is my home city. So you kind of have to consider that context.
I'm not going to
negatively about that place, but the makeup of the place is very important for what happened and why it's not shocking. And so I was like, even though it's still very disappointing. And so I was like, Dr. Rowe has to know that this saga is continuing. That, as you said, this ruling happened at the district level, so they still have so many more levels to go. And the last I've heard, they do plan to pursue the higher levels. And so we just have to really see how far it goes. Is it going to make it to federal level?
And if so, that's where it's going to have wide implications.
Or are we going to be able to just stop this at the state level? They tried to use the caveat, and by they I mean the judge. Oh, it's not about how the argument was.
Our policy is hope in the justice system because of an argument like that is allowed to continue to prohibit this boy from sadistic. It really makes me so upset.